Joining us now in our studios is Alyssa Bandel, who is the Vital Link Adult Daycare Center Director. Alyssa, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And am I getting your last name? Is it Bandel or Bandel?
It's Bandel. You're
Bandel.
Correct.
Okay. All yep. right. Tell us, first of all, let's start off with you're the director of the Vital Link Adult Daycare. What is Vital Link Adult Daycare? Tell us a little bit about what that is.
All right. So we're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's a place where adults that need a little bit of supervision during the day can come. We do a full breakfast, a full lunch, and then an afternoon snack. We also do a lot of outings to local attractions, so we might go out to eat once a month, something like that, go to the apple orchard, the pumpkin patch in the fall. Really just depends on what kinds of things our clients want to do,
mm-hmm.
just trying to make it fun for them.
Boy, that sounds like a service that a lot of people would, like there would be a need for that. I mean, people who don't need 24-hour somebody to watch them 24 hours on a professional level, but during the daytime hours, just perfect.
Exactly. It's really a good transition period as well if someone eventually does need full-time care.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that first step, and it's a good transition period for the resident or the client and then also for the family member.
All right. Now, today is the first day of Police Appreciation Week. And
correct.
We'll have more on that in just a moment or so, but let's tie this all in together from Vital Link to the police, and you have an event coming up. Tell us how this whole thing came about.
All right. So it really started each month. The staff at Vital Link, we say, you guys, what do you want to do next month? Because that helps us plan our life enrichment calendar. And a couple of them said, you know, we'd really love to give back to the community, which I thought was a really cool opportunity. It's something that we really haven't explored a lot, which probably we should be doing more of. So just started looking, you know, how can we celebrate? What can we do this month? And I looked, it's National Police Week. So at Three Links, not just at the Adult Day Center, but all of our other parts of campus, the Northfield Police Department's really been helpful to us when we need to call 911. So thought that'd be a great way to give back to them.
Okay, so what do you have planned?
Good question. So it's a three-day thing, whether it's the Northfield Police Department or the Lonsdale Police Department for our villages of Lonsdale. So tomorrow, Monty Nelson, the chief of police, and then a couple other officers are going to head over to Millstream Commons, which is our assisted living. They're going to do donuts and coffee
mm-hmm.
With the police department and then just kind of have open conversation. It's a place where the tenants at Millstream can say thank you, and I think they plan to give them a large thank you card. On Wednesday, they're going to start at the Adult Day Center. I'm going to kind of show them where it's at, explain a little bit about Adult Day services, just trying to get the word out there that Northfield has an Adult Day Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give them a special treat, a special something that our clients put together for them, and then we'll kind of just walk them around to different parts of our campus. So they'll get to stop at our care center, and at each spot, they'll get something special. So our care center, our memory care cottages, our end-of-life suites, and then our independent apartments as well. And then to finish off on Thursday, the Lonsdale Police Department will be at Villages of Lonsdale, and they'll also be doing donuts and coffee with them.
Oh, what a neat thing.
Yeah, should be really fun.
Yeah, I really like that this is Police Appreciation Week, Law Enforcement Appreciation Week, because so often, you hear of things that happen somewhere else, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you might have an image of what a police officer is or what he does or how he behaves, and it's that may be far away from what the reality is, especially right here in Northfield.
Exactly. They've been very helpful to all of Three Links. So.
And for you and for Three Links as well, you offer a whole lot of services. It's a chance for them and the public in a venue like this to, you know, understand that there's a lot of things going on there as well.
Exactly. We do. We call it a continuum of care. So it's the goal to make it as easy as possible for that resident who might need full-time care and then obviously mm-hmm. the family as well. So hopefully they can just stay on our campus as their diagnosis progresses or as they need more care.
All right. And if somebody would like to have more information or maybe come and take a look to see what services that you offer and what exactly the Vital Link does, how do they do that?
Good question. They can call me. So mm-hmm. my direct number is 507-664 8865, or you can go to 3links.org, and that'll have information on Vitalink. You can find it under the services section, and then you can also get the generic 3links number, and you'd be able to ask pretty much anyone any questions about what other services we have.
Yep. Yeah, say if Vitalink may not be the right service for you or a loved one in that particular situation, maybe one of the other ones is.
Exactly.
Yeah, so a lot of things going on. All right, Alyssa, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
I think that covers it.
All
thank
right.
you.
Well, thank you so much for starting your day here at KYMN. We certainly appreciate that. Best of luck to you, not only with the events that you have for Law Enforcement Appreciation Week, but throughout the year. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's Alyssa Bandel, once again, with Vitalink Adult Daycare Center at 3links.